This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Garrison Building Supply. Anthony Smith is the Oregon State Director of the National Federation of Independent Business. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
So your organization had reaction last week when Governor Kate Brown announced that effective last Friday, 15 of Oregon's 36 counties were heading back to the extreme risk category and the restrictions that went with that. Talk about your response.
Well, we're frustrated. Our members are upset about this, and it's just really confounding. At the same time that the governor announces this really step backwards in terms of our reopening statewide, she also, for the first time since the pandemic began, put out a date as to when all the business restrictions can end. She's always said the virus dictates the timeline, but in the same announcement about the 15 counties moving to extreme risk, she also identified the end of June as her target for when all business restrictions would end. That's what's the confusing part about this is, if the modeling is showing that we're on track to contain the virus in such a way that a politician for the first time is ready to identify a date certain as to when all these business restrictions can go away, that in the same announcement, we're going back to lockdown for these businesses in these sectors that the state thinks are a problem.
Your organization is the largest small business group in the state. What have you heard from members about just their struggles in the past few months?
Well, it's just been an impossible situation, over and over again. It's been like a yo-yo. We go through some periods of it looks, optimism. It looks like that we're on the right track and business is picking up again. And then, only to be yanked back to a lockdown situation where you can't really operate your business in the way that your business model, is set up. So, we've just been hearing a ton of frustration, anger, outrage. It's really the full scale of reactions. And our members are just, really looking forward to this light at the end of the tunnel if this end of June timeline pans out in the way that we hope it does.
What about the loss of businesses in Oregon? I don't know if you've got any data, but in terms of how many businesses have actually closed for good during all of this?
Yeah, that's a hard number to kind of pin down. The Oregon Office of Economic Analysis, that's our state economists, have looked into that a bit. And there certainly have been some business closures, and more so than you'd see in a regular year. I think the jury's still out on exactly what the full impact of the pandemic is going to be. I think the Oregon Restaurant and Lodging Association put out a number of about 1,000 restaurants that they think have closed permanently. I think it's still just a little too early to find out if what the full impact of the pandemic is going to be on permanent closures. But, things like this move to extreme risk, for the businesses that have just been hanging on by the skin of their teeth through this whole year-long plus experience of the pandemic and the business or the government's response to it, there's no question that every time this happens, it's a make or break it for somebody out there.
What about a different path? What would your organization like to see happen?
Well, we don't want to be shut down again. The county, many of the county governments, they went on a letter with the Restaurant and Lodging Association saying that they thought it would be a better idea for these decisions to be made on a county by county basis. So that's one approach that might be appropriate. The other thing is that a lot of the recent uptick in cases has been driven by younger, healthier populations that haven't had the opportunity to get vaccinated yet. I think the number I saw, you know, don't quote me on this, but I think the number I saw was somewhere close to 40% of new cases are in the age category of under 30. So, you know, maybe that's something that needs to be done about, you know, university environments, college campuses, things like that. I think the governor got a question about whether or not she was going to require vaccinations on college campuses in the way that California is planning to do. She seemed to be agreeable to that, but didn't make a commitment. So, you know, I think that there are other options out there, but this seems to be the one play in the playbook right now with the state of Oregon is that when we see numbers go up statewide, and certainly that's not the case for each community. That's the other thing is, you know, some counties like Douglas County, for example, has actually seen cases go down in recent weeks. So, so, you know, the concern I think for the public health officials though, is that the state as a overall has seen this uptake in cases and test positivity rates, hospitalizations, and that's concerning. And they're trying to get to the other side of this so that they can lift those business restrictions at the end of June. But it just seems like we're punishing the wrong people here. You know, our members have bent over backwards to do everything asked of them to open safely and with the health of their employees and their customers in mind. And so it's just really frustrating at this point, this far into it, with a light at the end of the tunnel.
For normal non-pandemic times, talk more about the role of your organization and some of the things you do.
Yeah, thanks. We're the state's and the nation's largest business association focusing on small business issues. We've been around for nearly 80 years, and we, you know, our primary function is we advocate for our members in each of the 50 state capitals and in Washington D.C. before the United States Congress, and we're involved in the nation's courts, and certainly, you know, like other business associations, we have a slate of member benefits that our members enjoy as a benefit of belonging to NFIB. But that's who we are. We're the voice of small business. And so, you know, we've found that, you know, the average small business owner, it's hard to get away from your business to engage at the state capitol or in Washington, D.C. But when you combine those voices with other small, like-minded businesses, that's where we actually get some clout in terms of numbers. So if a membership representative from NFIB comes knocking at your door, talk to them. They might have something that you're interested in hearing about.
Anthony Smith, the Oregon State Director, National Federation of Independent Business. Anthony, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
8:39, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.
It's spring. Are you ready to design your